Okay, Rabotai, welcome. So we have Parashat Emor with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Now we chose a time-related one, being that all the Hagim are in Parashat Emor, including Sefirat HaOmer, which now is the time of Sefirat HaOmer. Always Parashat Emor falls out somewhere during the Omer. So therefore, we'll explain these Pesukim with the commentary of Rav Chaim ben Attar, alav shalom, zechuto yagen alenu, amen. Usfartem lachem mimacholat haShabbat. So literally it means, and you shall count for you. Usfartem lachem. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh wants to know, what's the lachem? Say, you should count. We know who's counting. What does it mean for you? As if it sounds like there's some benefit in us counting. Usually when it says lachem, it sounds like you have some interest in counting. Now, it's a mitzvah. That's the interest. Why is it specifically lachem? Memacholat haShabbat. Now, memacholat haShabbat, we know that it doesn't mean that you start counting the day after Shabbat, which would be, you don't start counting on a Sunday. Shabbat in this pasuk is simply referring to Yom Tov, which is also called Shabbat. And the Torah is telling you that you start to count on the second day of Pesach. So the Rabbi Gloss is going to ask, why not count on the first day of Pesach? You know, if you're counting from Pesach to Shavuot to get to Shavuot, to get to Matan Torah, so count on the first day. Why is it Mimachorat Shabbat? Why do you count on the second day? So that is referring to that on the second day of Pesach, when there was a Beit HaMikdash, they would bring a Korban HaOmer. So you start counting from the second day, from the time they bring the omen. Now, Or HaChaim HaKadosh makes a nice diuk that the pasuk says the count has two starting points. It's mimachorat haShabbat, miyom abiyachim et omer atenufa. So the reason why the Torah gives these two starting points is because it's talking about two different points in history. In the Midbar, where they did not bring the Korban HaOmer, so then the starting time of Sefirah is mimachorat haShabbat, second day of Pesach. When they get to Eretz Yisrael, now already it has a new starting time. It's the second day of Pesach, miyom abiyachem et omer tenufa, only after they bring the Korban HaOmer. So therefore, it's referring to two different points in history. Mahorat HaShabbat b'midbar, that's all they had. And then you have Omer HaTenufa, which was brought later on. Sheva Shabbatot, Tibimot, Tiyena. And it's going to be 7 complete weeks. So to answer these questions, the Rav comes along and says like this. V'amru Zal. So he quotes the Hachamim. So Zohar HaKadosh. Sheyitzav Hashem nispor sheva Shabbatot. Why are we counting 7 weeks at all? I mean, we don't count 6 months from Pesach to Sukkot. And we don't count from Sukkot to Pesach. So why do you have to count at all from Pesach to Shavuot? Why do you need to have a Sefirah at all? Ki letzad shehayu betum'at Mitzrayim. So it seems that when we came out of Egypt, we weren't suited to receive the Torah because we were impure from the Tum'ah of Mitzrayim. Egypt was a decadent place, and that Tum'ah was contagious. So when we came out of Egypt, although we were not in the place anymore, but the Tum'ah of Mitzrayim was on us, and you can't receive the Torah with the Tum'ah. V'ratza Hashem lehizdaveg le'umazu. And God wants to attach himself to this nation. Dan ba kimishpat nida. Beautiful. So he says, we had the status of a lady that's a nida. Now, how many days does a lady have to purify herself to her husband when she's nida? Torah says you need 7 days. So therefore, to get the Tumat Mitzrayim off of us, which has a status like Tumat Nida, you should need 7 days. So then the Rav asks, good. So we got to count. And it's a counting. The Torah says, by Nida B'Safralah, she shall count. So then we have to count as well. But then it should be 7 days. We should have got the Torah a week later. So he gives two reasons why the 7 days become 7 weeks. He says, "V'sivashi yispiru zayin shavuot, ve'az yu mukhsharim," and then they'll be fit, "lachnasatam or lachnisatam kalal lachupa." So they can be like the bride that goes into the chupa. "V'hagam kisham zayin yamim ve'kan zayin shavuot." Aye, over there by the bride, it's 7 days, and here it's 7 weeks. So he says, "Letzad haflagata tum'ah." Because the tum'ah was so great, what normally takes a nidah 7 days, since there was such a concentration of impurity, and I guess because we were there for so many years, therefore it was embedded, so it takes more time. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly the amount of time. So the 7 weeks is because of the quantity and the concentration of tum'ah. Second reason, he says, the gam heyotah bichlalut Yisrael. There's a difference between an individual lady that becomes nida. She's a singular woman. She needs 7 days. But this is a tum'ah klalit. This was a tum'ah that was on Klal Yisrael, was on the hundreds of thousands or millions of people. So it seems that a tum'ah klalit, a general tum'ah, needs more purification days than a individual tum'ah. So therefore he says it was needed for 7 weeks. Now, that's the way the Or HaHaim HaKadosh explained, if you remember, we did this one in Parashat Yitro, when the Pasuk said, "Bachodesh ha-shelishi letzet b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." Ba'u Har Sinai. It says, in the third month, from the time the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, so they came to Har Sinai. So the Rav said that the Pasuk is saying like this, why did God wait? Why didn't God give us the Torah immediately? Why Bachodesh ha-shelishi? We came out Bachodesh ha-rishon. So the Torah is explaining, you know why we had to wait Bachodesh ha-shelishi? Letzet b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because look where we were coming from. We were coming from a place of decadence, of tum'ah, of degeneracy. And therefore, it took 3 months, or it took 49 days for us to purify ourselves, to bring us. Not because the God did not want to give us the Torah immediately. If it was up to God, he would have given it to us right away. But it was mitzad that the bride wasn't fit yet. The hatan was ready. Because once we purified ourselves, we brought us to Har Sinai and gave us the Torah immediately. But b'chodesh ha-shelishi, the delay was not mitzad the hatan, it was mitzad hakala. Why? Letzet b'nei Yisrael, because where did we come from? We came out of Mitzrayim. And with this he explains, uspartem lachem, that the counting is for your benefit. God says, if you want to become purified, and you want to become fit to receive the Torah, the counting is going to benefit you. Perush, Sibat Sefirazu le Sibatchem. It is for your benefit, le Taharatchem, to purify you. Shizulat Zeh. If it wasn't for the fact that we needed to be purified, Tekefaya Hashem noten lehem Torah. God would have given us the Torah immediately. Now, the question then the Rav asks, so then why start the count the next day, the second day of Pesach? We should start the day we left. So he says something beautiful. If this is analogous to a lady who's a nidah, so we know that when does a lady count nidah? She needs to have zayin nikiyim. The 7 days have to be totally clean, which means she makes a hefsek tahara on the night before, or the day before, and then she starts on clean days the next day, which means she cannot start counting a clean day on a day that she sees. On the day that she sees, that's the day that she stops her seeing, and the following day is day one. That means the Zayin Nikim have to be clean from any Tum'ah at all. That's the case. On the 15th of Nisan, we were still in Egypt, and therefore we still had the Tum'ah. We left Egypt on the 15th. So therefore, you can't start the Zayin Nikim until the 16th. You had to leave the Tum'ah And now it follows the laws of Nidah. How beautiful is that? So therefore, it's a new interpretation why the Omer begins, or the Sefirah begins, Mimahurat HaShabbat. And the Rav's Lashon is, Ki chen mishpat ha-sefirah, shehiyu kol ha-yamim shelemim, have to be complete days, uletzad sheyom tedva b'nisan. That's referring to this day, Mahurat HaShabbat, Miksata yom ayu adayin beretz Mitzrayim. Part of the day we were still in Egypt, because that's the day we left. Let's say, Yisav Hashem nesfor mimahurat. Now, he then asks the question, but what are you talking? That's the year that we were in Egypt. We're not in Egypt anymore. So seemingly, in the subsequent years, we should start counting on the first day of Pesach. So he says, Behagam ki sehaya bePesach Mitzrayim, even though that was in Pesach Mitzrayim, but he says, nonetheless, Kemishpat hazeh ya'aseh be'oto perek atzmo mideh shana b'shana. Kichen, we know that according to the Kabbalah, or Amir Kadosh says this many times, that whenever we have a calendar event that's commemorating a previous event in Jewish history, so it's not that it's just commemorative, but it's actually we're reliving the moment. It's almost as if that the energies that were existent at the time of the original event are manifest at the present event. It's like Bayamim Ahem Baziman Azeh. The Bayamim Ahem, the days of past actually repeat themselves Baziman Azeh. It's as if it's the calendar cyclical, that whenever the calendar comes back to a certain date, it's going back to that date in history. And therefore, since in the original event, you can't count on day one because there's Tum'at Mitzrayim, so every year on the first day of Pesach, there's a certain Tum'at Mitzrayim that we have to purge ourselves from, and therefore we cannot count on that day. So therefore, the history repeats itself every year. Finally, he comes along and he says that on Derech Remez, he says, I'll give you a Remez on this Pasuk, that Usfartem Lachem, he says that the Jewish soul can be compared to the Luchot, the two tablets. Why is that so? Because just like on the two tablets, the Shnei Luchot HaBerit, the Torah was etched on it and embedded, engraved on it, so too the Rav says on the Jewish soul, the Torah that we learn and the mitzvot that we do is embedded and imprinted on the neshama. But then he comes along and he says that ube'emsa'ut tahalu'e ha-nefesh, but what happens? As a result of the sins that we commit with the physical body, v'tum'at ha-ti'uv, and the different sins that bring tum'ah to the body, yitlachlechu, the neshama becomes soiled, v'yishach orab, and they become dull or darkened. Now we know that the luchot, they were made out of sapphire. Now sapphire is a very bright, illuminating stone. So he says that the neshama that's connected to luchot is also bright like the sapphire. But however, because of the sins that the people commit, so that sapphire neshama starts to become a little dull. So therefore, what do? We purify ourselves by, again, making the proper preparations before Matan Torah. So the pasuk should be read like this, Usfartem. Usfartem can come from the word sapphire, which means the bright stone. Usfartem lachem, that the goal is to purify yourself in order that your neshama will be illuminated like the luchot were. And therefore he says, v'amru zal ki haluchot shel snapirunim. That's the sapphire. Leze amar, usfartem lachem. Make for yourselves like sapphire, perush, by counting these days, every day we're removing ourselves from a little tum'ah. And therefore, you yourself, which means you will shine. You will have the glow and the brilliance that you'll benefit from the counting of the sefirah. Finally, the Rami Kadosh has one more nekuda on this. Why is the Torah refer to the second day of Pesach, Mimachorat HaShabbat? It could have said b'mahorat yom tov. So he says, because the Torah wants to hint to us that we're also referring to Shabbat, the regular Shabbat. And why do we say b'mahorat Shabbat? So he says a beautiful chiddush, which he brings down in Sefer Bereshit as well. He said, when God created the world, it's a six-day world. And the world only has enough energy to last, or battery power to last, for 6 days. Once Yom Shishi comes, close to sunset, already the battery's flashing, low battery, 1%. And if something doesn't come in to replenish the battery, the world will cease to exist. And all of a sudden, this moment the battery is about to die, comes Shabbat, and that's a recharging station. And the Shabbat re-energizes the world, and it's a six-day battery. And then you get another 6 days, and then the energy of Shabbat comes in, and then you get another 6 days. So all the days after Shabbat are actually coming from the energy of the previous Shabbat. And that's why he learns the Pasuk in Sefer Bereshit. Kisheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. It says, because 6 days Hashem made the heavens and the earth. Well, it's not 6 days. It should be in 6 days. Besheshet yamim. So he says, no, God created the shamayim and ha'aretz as a six-day world. Kisheshet yamim asa Hashem. He created a six-day world, not in 6 days. He created a world that can only exist for 6 days unless a Shabbat's going to come. And therefore, the Shabbat always re-energizes the world. So every day of the week is called Mahorat HaShabbat because it's the day after Shabbat, because it's always coming from the energy of the Shabbat before. So the Rav is pointing this out over here that although we need 7 days, 7 weeks of purity, but you have to know that the 7 weeks of Sefirat HaOmer, the Kiddushah of all these days ultimately comes from Shabbat itself. So therefore, really, it's the Kiddushah of Shabbat that brings the purity to the people. It's just that even during the week, we're connecting to the Kiddushah of the... So could you imagine how important the Shabbatot of Sefirat HaOmer are? If the Pasuk is coming to tell you, your purity is going to be in Mahorat HaShabbat, those days that come after Shabbat, which have their source from Shabbat, the Kiddushah of Shabbat, gives the energy for the 6 days, and that's where your purity is going to come from. Could you imagine the Shabbatot? And that's why the Pasuk says, possibly, this is my own idea, when the Torah is coming to tell you that you have to count 7 weeks, it says, Sheba Shabbatot Timimotiyena. It doesn't say Sheba Shavuot only, because it's hinting to you, of course you have to count 7 weeks, but those 7 weeks are actually coming from Sheba Shabbatot. They're coming from seven Shabbatot, because that's where the root of the 7 weeks are. And therefore, it's a general rule that we have to know the Kiddushah of Shabbat is so great that we benefit it not only one day a week. One day a week, that's the concentration of it. That's the intensity. But even the rest of the days of the week, we're always benefiting from that Kiddushah that comes from Shabbat. And therefore, Shemirat Shabbat, especially during the Omer, is integral. Because the energy is coming from the Shemirat Shabbat. And therefore, if we want to purify ourselves to make ourselves suitable for Matan Torah, so that's why we must be very careful in keeping the Shabbat. And that's why, says the Rav, when the Torah wanted to tell us start counting, it didn't say Mimachorat Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Mimachorat HaShabbat. Wanted to tell you that really the holiness that we're going to get, benefit, to purify Lachem, ourselves, ultimately comes from Shabbat Kodesh. So, you know, so we should be zocheh to get to the finish line, and we'll have a rejuvenated neshama that will be usfartem, like the Rav said, like the sapphire stone, and Hashem will be able to come to the chuppah like a kala that has gone to the mikveh, counted the 7 days, purified ourselves from the tumat nida, and we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hatan, and Shavuot, 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 and